Can you talk a little bit about that second quarter, that 8-minute span with Calvin?
Well, that's what Calvin can do. The team wants to blitz every play. Calvin can make them pay for it.
Jim, you talked last week about the team not being able to close it out. Can you give your thoughts on what you saw towards the end of the fourth quarter here tonight?
I mean, we still got a long way to go. You know, we played sloppy on special teams. I wouldn't classify it as a prime example of how to close out a football game. We more survived than anything else.
I know you talked last week about you can't do a lot of live drills for special teams during the week. This was the second, production out there. Mm-hmm. Were you disappointed that it wasn't a step forward at least?
Yeah, we gotta find better players to be able to execute. Like I said, you can do all the drills you want. If a guy can't make the play. We got to find guys that can on kickoff cover and punt cover. We were poor in those areas. We got lucky because of a couple penalties, but we were lucky.
Just your thoughts on a couple guys you got to see for the first time, Boyles, Titus, Cliff?
Well, Titus and Cliff aren't seeing those guys for the first time. We have a pretty good idea of where those guys are. One thing about Broyles is he knows how to get open. You know, he's not 100% as far as having his speed back. You know, he's healthy and he's everything else. But, he's going to continue to get more quickness and more speed back. But just his awareness of where he is on the field, what the defense is doing, how to make a move, those kind of things. You know, we're only scratching the surface of him. As he physically gets better, you'll see more and more plays from him.
I know you said last week not to put, Willie Young in the Hall of Fame, but and obviously not to do that again this week, but can you just give a snapshot of him? He played a lot tonight, blocked the punt. What did you see from him tonight?
Still got a long way to go.
What about Wendley, another guy who's looked good all camp? Seemed to be in the right spots. I thought he was pretty good. Game.
Yeah, he made a great play on that ball down the seam. I think that was a very nice play from a quarter safety. That's a play you have to make, and he made it. And the quarterback tried to rip that ball in there, and he did a really nice job of that. He's been a good tackler. He's had a good camp. He's had a couple good preseason games.
What about the injuries? Logan?
I'll have to wait and see. I mean, the original x-rays came back negative, but it's an ankle. We'll see. It didn't look great on film, according to our doctors. But, Logan's a pretty tough guy. We'll just see how that comes out. And then we had some, I think everything else we have is like soft tissue. And Overbay got an ankle and got a couple guys with some quad pulls or bruises or something like that.
What was the timeouts at the end of the game there? They kept dragging that last 30 seconds out. Was that a response to the timeout on the outside kick? I mean, I know why you did it, obviously.
We were going to, see what the formation they were in and take a timeout. Right. I can call the game however they want to. I mean, really doesn't. Well, we're still playing. There's still plenty of time to play.
There are some unusual things happening, officiating tonight, spotting the ball, stuff like that. You look a little exasperated.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on officiating.
Was this game a little bit more to your satisfaction than last week?
Other than the fact that we got a win, not really. We still got a long way to go. We still got players we need to get back on the field. There's guys that need to step up. We need to be better in all three phases. We played poorly on special teams in the first two games. Coaches are always going to look and be critical. You're never really happy about anything. I mean, particularly in the preseason. I mean, it's a regular season. You don't want to ever, discount a win. But in the preseason, you want your team to play well, number one. You want to win, for sure, but you want to play well. And we still haven't played our best football. We still got work to do.